Hello, Dog News listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is August 17th, 2018. That means it's the seventh day of the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, a challenge where podcasters attempt to make a podcast a day, every day in the month of August, and listeners try to keep up. How you doing? I'm doing great. Crazy bit of start today. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and went, hey, you know what? I didn't check into my flight yesterday. That's odd, because usually I set myself a reminder that says, don't forget to check in for each leg of the trip, going out and coming back. Well, I should mention that I'm in the San Jose airport doing this, so if you hear things that sound like airport noise in the background, that's airport noise in the background. So I woke up at 3:30 and I reached over to my phone and I said, I will just check in now for my Southwest flight at 6:50 a.m. And the Southwest app said, I don't see a flight for you. So I grabbed the laptop, got out of bed, and checked it out. I said, well, there's one on the company travel site. Huh. Went to the Southwest website. It said, nope. So I called up our travel agency. This is what I did before 4 a.m. And I said, hey, what's up with that? And she said, oh, it didn't get approved. I later found out that if the price changes, we have a passive approval. So if my boss doesn't say no in 24 hours, I'm automatically approved. Well, the price changed, and I don't know if it got hung in limbo or something, and there's no notification. So for the last 2 weeks, I'm thinking, this is not good. Not good at all. So the travel agency that I called up said, oh, let me get you the reservations and we'll rebook that. While I'm on hold, I just went to Southwest and booked it again. So it was about three times the price because the wanna getaway price wasn't available anymore. And I said, well, to hell with it. I can't say no because there's people in Santa Clara, California waiting for me to do videos today. And I'll just bite the bullet. My boss is on a cruise and we'll talk about it when he gets back. So clearly there is a system problem going on and I got the butt end of that. But made it to Santa Clara on time. I upgraded to sit in the, I had A4, if you know Southwest boarding, you board by groups A, group B, group C, and then the number 1 through 60. So I was A4, right on the plane, got front row seat, aisle seat, so I could be the first one off. I summoned the Uber as soon as the door opened, and it said, your Uber ride will be here in 1 minute. I went, 1 minute? That's crazy. That never happens. It's usually like 5 to 7 minutes because I got to drive all the way around the freaking airport. So fortunately, our gate was right next to the place where you go get your baggage claim and go get out of the airport. So I was there in like 2.5 minutes. It wasn't too bad. He called and I said, I'm exiting the airport right now. I'll be there in 60 seconds. So everything was pretty close together. We got to the office and I was in the office before 9 a.m. Things worked well. We got the videos done. Had lunch with one of my coworkers. It's a good time. Good day today. Now I'm headed back. So we'll see how this goes. I don't have as good of boarding. But, you know, I'm on my way home. I really don't care how the boarding goes. I'm probably going to nap anyway because I've been up so long. So my theme for the month of August is a word or a phrase that means something to my brothers and sisters. And by telling you this story, you become one of my brothers and sisters. How's that for a deal? My phrase today is the Amazon. Now, the Amazon doesn't refer to the Amazon that you buy, you know, books and clothing and cat litter and all that stuff. The Amazon was a section of our yard that was very vegetative, shall we say. I think it was milkweed or a type of milkweed. And it was right next to the garage. And when it was like a carriage house. It wasn't a garage. In the strictest sense, it was a carriage house. This house was built in the early 1880s. Three garage style overhead door openings, and it was a two-story thing. So maybe I'll tell some stories about what happened inside the garage, but this was outside the garage. We would do things like throw tennis balls against the garage, and being a white garage with gray trim, tennis balls made it very dirty. We had lots of spots on it. It looked more like a Dalmatian dog by the time we were done after a rainy day. That tennis ball was wet and we would throw it against the garage and practice our catching skills with maybe a catcher's mitt or just barehanded. And every once in a while, the tennis ball would hit an odd angle, maybe a door jamb or something, and go ricocheting off to the side. And just off to the right of the garage was the Amazon. And it was probably maybe a plot maybe 10 by 15 feet that was just overgrown with these jungle-less weeds. And the reason we called it the Amazon, because you couldn't get through there if you had a machete. And things that got lost in there got lost forever. That tennis ball that ricocheted in there, it was practically impossible to find. It was weird because even if it looked like it just went a foot in, it was gone. You couldn't find the darn thing. We claim to have even lost basketballs in there. The thing would just go and suck up the basketball and it was gone. So the Amazon was this dangerous part. Now years later, I think it was towards the late 80s, right about the time my parents sold the place, maybe early 90s, we did cut it down and plant a nice flower bed there or something to make it less distractive and more attractive to give it more curb appeal. And I don't know who had that job or what they found in there. There may have been bodies in there for all I know. That the Amazon is, maybe your yard has something like that too, is just one section of stuff that just seems to eat basketballs or bicycles or small animals. It was quite the place. So that is my story of the Amazon. Hope you found it interesting, if not mildly entertaining. If not, I'll be back again tomorrow because this is still the Dog Days of Podcast Challenge. I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I had a list and I keep rearranging it. The Amazon one's supposed to be for about another week yet, but I thought, nope, I'm going to talk about that today. I will talk to you more tomorrow. Find out more about me at chucktomasi.com. Listen to some of the other podcasts I do over at chuckchat.com, podcastingfordummies.com, and the topic is trek.com. If I had a desk bell in this airport, I'd be ringing it and everybody would be looking at me. But until tomorrow, I will look forward to talking to you. Take care. Have a great evening. Bye.